Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Can we just talk about summer for a second? The sun shining, the beach calling, and oh, the style. Macy's is your ultimate summer style destination, whether you're jet setting or just chilling in your backyard. I'm all about easy breezy outfits, and Macy's has it all. From flowy summer dresses to those must-have espadrilles and Levi's skirts, Macy's has them. Oh, and those Dolce Vita sandals, let me tell you, they're a game changer for all-day comfort and style. Don't even get me started on matching sets. We all know I live in matching sets all year long, so I've got my eye on some super chic sets at Macy's. So whether you're prepping for a vacation or a staycation, head over to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle and let Macy's hook you up with everything you need for the perfect summer vibe. That's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Don't miss out. Own your summer style with Macy's. Let's make this summer one to remember. Becca, do you want a clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Hello, everybody. So before we start the podcast, we wanted to acknowledge what's going on in Israel right now. It's such a heavy time, and it feels like even doing a podcast feels so...
feels wrong in a way, just because all the videos, everything that we've been seeing, the coverage this past weekend has been horrific. Innocent people being dragged out of their homes. It's just been so horrible to see. I have family there now that is affected by everything going on, and I just... you know, we really wanted to take the time to just stay to say that we stand with Israel and support them and everything that's going on right now. It's just a very heavy time. And
all of the innocent people who have been attacked or who have had families and people all over the world who feel the weight of what's happening. I don't think we can even comprehend how severe and tragic and catastrophic this is. And it feels like very helpless in the sense that it feels like there's nothing we can do. But at the very least, I feel like we can acknowledge it and condemn the acts of terrorism and the violence and the pure evil that's happened.
Yeah.
And also lift up the people who are suffering and victims to what's been happening. And we know that we're not a podcast that people come to for world news or for political topics, but
actually quite the opposite. You know, we want to be a lighthearted place where people can come for joy and comfort, but we didn't want to go on with our podcast without acknowledging and just, you know, being there for our Jewish community and saying that we stand with you and we are praying and praying for love and praying for peace.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are Scrubbing In.
Scrub-a-dub-dub.
How you doing?
I'm doing.
You're doing?
Yeah, I'm doing.
I feel like
it's been a long week.
It was a long week.
Yeah, I feel like I hadn't seen you in a very long time, although I just saw you a couple days ago.
Saw you Saturday.
But like not very long. I saw you for like 10 minutes.
It was short because I had told you I was going to be there too. You came strolling around 3:30. Yeah. I waited for you.
Which you did?
Yeah, I didn't leave because I was done for a while. And then I was
cute.
I know. I'm a good friend, even though you try to make me out to look like I don't care sometimes.
Okay, that is not what I do.
Sometimes.
First of all.
Sometimes.
That's just the difference in our personalities.
No, I show up when I need to show up.
That's true.
That's and true. I waited for you. So oh I'd like for gosh. That to be acknowledged.
Thank you for waiting for me, Becca. I love you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. You just were like hanging out with Selena and stuff this weekend or what?
I had something every single night this week.
So tough for you.
No. I realized that think I'm an introverted extrovert because I like being around people, but I also need some recharge alone time. And
isn't that 98% of humans?
Is it?
I think so, don't you
think? That's an interesting stat.
I used to think that I was like pretty unique in my like, I love to be around people, but I need to recharge. I thought I was so cool and like special. And then I realized I think that's how majority of people
I
feel.
I think we're all introverted extroverts or extroverted introverts. We're all a combination. Of
yeah. I had that discovery this week because Mama is, she needs to plug in.
You think it's happened with age, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, was it an industry event every night?
Industry and personal.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It was a combo.
Yeah.
But the industry event that I did go to was the, so it was supposed to be, it was initially a gala, and then I saw everybody saying that it was the first Rare Impact Fund benefit. So I don't know what the difference between a benefit and a gala is, but the verbiage definitely changed.
Earlier you called it a gala. So
gala. I don't know what it is.
I thought it was gala, and I was like, oh, it's a gala? But then you just said gala, so which is it?
I think it's like tomato tomato. There's not really a right or wrong.
Google says gala.
Okay. Gala.
Yeah.
Gala.
Thank you.
All right, so gala apple.
Sure, okay.
I don't know. Whatever. So it was the Rare Impact Fund benefit. So that's what kind of kicked off the week, the festivities. And it was actually really cool. I was expecting it to be very kind of, you know, galas are a little stuffy, you know, like rubber chicken in a ballroom.
Yeah.
And this one was very opposite. It was very lively. They were like doing inscriptions in some of the Rare Beauty products. And so I did my new initials on one of them.
What are your new initials?
T-R-Y. Try.
Tanya Radyad?
Yeah. How on brand is the word try for me?
Wow.
It's so hopeful.
It's mirror ball coded.
What?
Mirror ball. Taylor Swift.
Oh, the song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy,
not
right?
The Dancing with the Stars trophy?
Yeah. I was like, where is she going with this?
I mean, obviously we speak in Swifty language here.
Exactly. But Taylor Lautner was there and
I love Taylor Lautner.
I do too. He was so sweet. He gave Robbie the biggest hug and congratulated us on our engagement. And I was like, you are just the sweetest man. And his wife, I love also Taylor Lautner.
She's Tay. He's Taylor.
Yeah. And then we're in the, you know how like I've always wanted, I feel like you always, you know, you made it in life when you can bid at like a silent auction at those gala galas.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, I was like, I know I'm going to know that I've made it when I can like bid. Cause the bidding always starts at $5,000.
Yeah.
It's like, who's been betting $5,000 on anything?
What'd you bid?
I didn't.
Oh,
so I'm not there yet.
Okay. Oh,
but maybe for a future gala, I will be there.
Yes.
But somebody bid $15,000 for Taylor Swift tickets.
Wow.
Yeah. What city?
I think don't quote me because I don't have a photographic memory, but I believe it was kind of your choice. Two tickets to any Taylor Swift show of your choice.
$15,000?
$15,000.
Front row, at least?
Didn't say front row.
I imagine front row.
I imagine it's probably like some sort of hookup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
There was one auction item though that it was like a glam day with Selena's like hair, makeup, and stylist. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this could be good for the wedding. I had that thought go through my head. And then
how much did that go for?
I don't know. I don't remember. But it was up there. I was like, it feels steep.
Were the 15... Okay, here's my thing. If you could throw away $15,000, would you do that for Taylor Swift tickets?
Yeah. Room? If I could throw away?
What?
If you could throw away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not... not throw away, but like... It's not going to hurt you, but you could use that for something else.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, it goes to charity.
I'm just saying.
I know, but that's the big thing. It's like, it's for charity.
Mark says, no way.
No, I could never, ever spend. I don't care if I was a billionaire. I couldn't spend $15,000 on one night.
Even if it was for charity?
No.
Yes, you could.
No.
Okay, Easton, a meet and greet with the whole Avengers cast.
He's like, I'll do 30.
Are they in character?
In character, the originals.
I would do that. I would.
Would you?
If I was guaranteed like a front row experience and I was like, maybe. I was going to spend a lot. I teetered back and forth on a very pricey ticket the last night of her show in LA.
That I mean,
is it was
true.
A near 15,000 by. Was it 15,000 for two? So like 7,500 for each?
Two. Yes. Okay.
So a steal, really. 7,500.
Really? Yeah. I was looking through next year's, like seeing her in Milan, Italy.
Could
that
be,
would be pretty amazing.
I know.
And maybe if I could introduce her to my kids afterwards, now we're talking.
See?
No,
see?
That's
no.
If there's some sort of meet and greet edition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But if it's like a mid-range level seat.
Right, like you don't know what kind of ticket you're getting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
And it has to be the show of your choice.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely go overseas. How cool would it be to see her in another country?
Yeah.
That'd be really cool. You seem to have, did you have any hangovers over your weekend? Your week of.
How was your week before we dive into the weekend? You know, week,
I literally,
weekend.
What did, I had to look back. I was talking.
You were pretty busy too.
Was I?
Yeah, you were out and about.
Out and about?
Out and about.
What did I do though? Because I don't remember. I don't really have any. I don't think I did much. Like, I think I had a pretty chill week, which I needed because the last week was wild. I did do so. I have a campaign with Taco Bell, which I'm so excited about. And so Allie and I,
that's exciting.
Yeah, it's my second one.
Wow.
Thank you so much. I love them. And so Allie and I filmed a video where she ate, like tried all my favorite Taco Bell items with me. That was really fun.
What's your number one favorite Taco Bell item?
God, it's so hard. Like, I just go back and forth on, like, what it is. Because I love the Crunchwrap Supreme. Mm-hmm. I love a Mexican pizza. I love the new rolled chicken tacos. Those are insane. It was so good. And Allie literally loved everything. I thought
what's not to like?
Well, I don't know. I feel like you'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
I think you'd like it, actually.
I like a bean and cheese burrito. You can't go wrong.
That
I could
was
eat
Allie's
three of
favorite.
Those. And you get a little chip in there. Dip the chip in there with a little nacho cheese.
Dip the chip in the beans?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That was my drunken move, always.
That.
I would split it open. Oh, my God, spit. I'd split it open.
Our mouth is watering.
Gross.
I would split it open with like a knife, and I would just chip the dips in there. Dip the chips in there and just go to town.
Whoa. Sometimes I wish I got to hang out with that Tanya.
Yeah, you could have hung out with her on Friday. Things got pretty wild.
You ate Taco Bell?
I didn't eat Taco Bell, but I definitely ate a mozzarella fried cheese stick.
Oh, yeah.
Well done.
From where? That sounds so good.
Wait till you hear from where.
Where?
The bungalow.
Okay. Honestly, the bungalow has some incredible memories for me because, you know, that's where Haley came to meet up with us the night that we kissed.
Is it really?
She drove from Hollywood, which, like, knowing her now, after rehearsal, she went home and changed, drove all the way from Hollywood to Santa Monica to the bungalow. We were wasted. It was like 1 a.m. She shows up. She comes and sits down with our group, and Taylor Banks is next to me, and then Brittany's on the other side of me, and Haley's kind of, like, squatted down, and she's holding my hand behind Brittany's back. Like, Haley and I are holding hands behind Brittany's back.
I did not know.
And then I lean over to Taylor, and I'm like, we're holding hands.
I remember this story.
And then she drove us back to Brittany's place, and that's when we kissed.
Wow.
I know. So Bungalow has great memories, but it's been a minute since I've been there.
Yeah.
Did you feel old?
Oh, my. I've never felt older in my life. And the best part is that was our third stop of the night. No, wait, hold on. One, two, fourth. Our fourth stop of the night.
Okay, for those of you who don't know, the bungalow is it's attached to a hotel in Santa Monica, and it's very like young college people that go there typically.
Yeah.
It's kind of like fratty.
Yeah.
It's so fun though. It's like ping pong tables.
Yeah, it's outdoor, indoor. Yeah. It's kind of got like a vibe that you're in the living room.
It feels like a frat house.
I went to the one in Huntington Beach recently
for
the first
time.
Yeah,
that one's very different vibe though.
It's a little more chic, or was it the same?
It feels like a house.
It's a lot more space. Cool. What I will say is it's very jam-packed, the one in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Close quarters. Quarters? But
it's like you hit an age going to these places where you suddenly feel like I've outdone my stay here.
Yeah, I definitely felt that. But we came from from Shore Bar, which is even younger, if you can imagine. Yeah, we romped around town
that
on Friday
is Shore
night.
Bar.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's like a college.
Who are you with doing these activities?
Everybody.
Selena?
No. So it was Robbie's mom's birthday. So we like started out at dinner and then just like went from there. We just kind of like party hopped. Paulina was involved. She can go. She's like the Energizer Bunny.
She's like 21.
Yeah.
How old is she?
28.
Oh, she's 28.
Yeah.
I literally thought she was like 24.
No. Elder.
Wow. Yeah. Good for her. Great, great skin. Great. Stunning, yeah, truly. She's stunning. One of the most beautiful humans ever.
But yeah, so we stayed out until, I want to say 3:45 in the morning. Oh. I went to bed at 4 a.m. And my body is just used to waking up early. So I was up at like 7:45 mm-hmm. and was just feeling immense pain.
When you drink like that, like my body wakes up out of just like, it's almost like pain. I'm going to make you pay for what you've done to me.
You know, and it's interesting because I never feel good after I drink and yet I continue to do it. Why is that?
It's so fun in the moment.
Does the fun outweigh the pain
never.
The next day? No.
No.
So I don't know.
Don't try to act like you're not drinking anymore.
Maybe there are other substances I can do.
There you go.
I am so for that. Going.
Yeah, you like that?
Weed.
Yeah, like marijuana.
Okay, sure.
No, I gotta say, like, it's gotten to where I don't really drink, and then I'll take an edible. If I'm like, okay, I don't want to drink, but I want to feel social and like relax, I'll take an edible. No hangover. I might snack a little more than normal, but like,
see, that's what everybody tells me.
I sleep so well.
I'm not a pot girly. I've never actually smoked pot. Mm. I think I've taken one edible in my life and maybe it was like a quarter of a quarter of a quarter. So like
a nibble.
I don't even think it would like affect an ant. But everybody keeps telling me to try edibles and I think I need to give it a whirl.
I mean, you could just do nothing. Like I just speaking as a guy who does nothing. It's kind of cool doing nothing.
So when you go out on the town on like a Friday night, everybody's enjoying a nice glass of a martini.
Yeah, week before last, Amy and I went out because a friend of ours was singing with a band. So we went to watch her and support her sing with a band. It was at a bar in Thousand Oaks. Is there a question or?
Yeah. So, okay. So you're partaking in lively activities on a Friday night. You don't want, how do you kick back and relax?
I don't kick back. I'm always I never kick back and relax or I'm always kicked back and relax. I just drink water. That's all I ever drink. I drink water. I got a sandwich. It was delicious. I enjoyed the band. I was singing along, was dancing with my wife. We had a great time.
See, I need a glass of something.
No, you don't. I don't think you do. I think need is the wrong word in that sentence.
That's,
you think you do.
Yeah, it's interesting perspective.
I have a suggestion. What if you got some sparkling water and put some lime in there and you held the glass and you danced and did all your things? Do you think maybe placebo you'd feel like?
I think that's really interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like it's not. It's all an interesting experiment because
I know I'm asking you to do a social experiment and try
should it. I try? I'll try it this weekend.
Or like a mocktail.
You can't know about it. If you know about it, then it's not going to work.
No, it's like a mocktail.
Somebody has to surreptitiously trade out your drink for something non-alcoholic.
Oh, you know what? Actually, what's so interesting.
I wasn't going there, but that's
getting
smart.
Weird territory.
So, no, yes. that reminds
like the
me.
Opposite. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
That reminds me of this experiment that they did, and I just learned about it this weekend because I don't need to get into the why, but they did this experiment where they put all these people, they like drew on their faces, whether it was like a big, big, like fatty, like mole or zit or something that was just like big. And it was like a crater on their face. And they wanted the social experiment was to have them walk down the street and just report back on how people were like looking at them or how they felt walking down the street with like a giant, like pimple basically on their, on their face. So as the people, so they put this grotesque, like with all the, whatever it's
like
called.
Hair coming out of it or whatever.
And they do a touch up before they walk out the door and they scrape it all off. So there's nothing there and they send them on their way. And the people came back and were like, people were staring at me. People were giving me weird looks. I felt so uncomfortable. And it was all this social experiment about how like we are so obsessed about like, you know, these little blemishes or these little things on our faces. And like, we think that everyone's going to stare and judge and comment when nobody else sees it, but you. Interesting, right?
Yes.
That is a very interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I do feel like there would be people who would be like, no, like people stare. Like I do deal with people staring, you know, that do have I think there would be people who
for
have that
sure,
experience.
And for sure. But I think that the moral of the experiment was that like, we create all these narratives in our head that are not necessarily there. And it's so true. So I don't really know how that goes back to the alcohol thing, but it made me think of that.
That is interesting, but it's all a social experiment.
Yeah. I'd be down to try the mocktail approach this weekend and see if it, like, there's just something about alcohol that makes me feel like I'm off duty, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's one that I like called the Ocho Cinco, and Chad Ocho Cinco, the football player, doesn't drink, and he would do Red Bull and cranberry juice with lime in it. And that, the Red Bull, I mean, that gets me going. It turns me into Roger Rabbit, baby. My head turns into a giant whistle. I'm running circles around the place. That does the trick for me.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth a shot.
Yeah.
I went to dinner, and at the very end, they brought out the chicken, right? And you know how I am about chicken. It's so freaky.
They brought it out at the end?
Well, yeah, it was kind of like a shared place, shared plate situation. So they just like bring out things as they were ready. And the last thing was it was like a chicken in like a little skillet situation. Mm. And it looked appetizing, which I don't, you know, I'm pretty finicky about my chicken. I thought, that sounds cozy. I bite into it. So slimy immediately. It was like, absolutely not. Get it away from me. At the end, my friend is eating and she goes, she spits her chicken out she goes, oh my God, that's raw. And we looked out. It is fully pink.
Oh,
mine wasn't. The bite I got wasn't. But I was like, no, I'm not eating it. I'm not. I can't do it. It's so freaky. What's the point?
Yeah.
You know? So I'm off chicken again.
Oh man. But it was short-lived.
It was short-lived.
Yeah.
The bravery was very short-lived. But one thing I do love is my whole TikTok is filled with people eating chicken fingers like dipped in ranch. It looks so good. And they eat it so bravely. There's no fear of getting like a freaky deaky piece. They just go for it.
I've been eating chicken for 36 years of my life, and I've never had a freaky deaky piece.
I don't think I have either.
That's because y'all are people who probably clear the bone and don't consider the cartilage you're eating through.
Yeah, I've had some freaky McNuggets in my time, you know, but I keep going back.
Same. Yeah. I mean, same. Okay, well, good for you. Congrats, because great
welcome.
Protein.
Great
it
protein.
It never tastes like wet dog?
No. That never.
Never tastes like wet dog. No. Never get a weird chewy piece that you have to kind of like
No, but there I've had some stinky chicken.
I hate that whole phrase.
I've had some stinky chicken.
Here's a story. Delivered. My daughter has, you know, we've talked about this before, that she deals with some anxiety, and that's gotten way better. But the point is, one night, my wife was out of town with my other daughter, just the two of us. And we got Trader Joe's chicken parmesan. And so I was enjoying that. It was two pieces. I gave her one. I took one. I was enjoying it. And she's like, it's kind of weird. I'm like, mine's fine. But if you don't want it, don't eat it. She goes, it's okay. It's kind of weird. And I'm like, oh, well, I mean, then don't eat it if you don't want to eat it. Then she'd eaten like half. And she goes, yeah, I don't want to eat the same. I'm like, all right, now I'm going to finish hers. And I took it. And yeah, it was not good. It was like crunchy and weird. I'm like, this is weird. But then I had a decision to make as a dad. And I ate the rest of it. And I'll tell you why. Because at bedtime tonight, her anxiety is going to kick in. And she's going to think, oh my gosh, did I eat bad meat? Am I going to throw up? So I ate the rest of that so that I could say to her, I ate it too, and I feel fine. You're going to be fine. And it worked. Sure enough. Bedtime, she's like, Dad, do you think I'm going to throw up? Do you think that meat was bad? I'm like, I don't know, hon, but I ate everything you ate just to be safe, and I'm okay. I think my stomach hurts a little bit. It's in your head because I ate it, and I'm fine.
Wow.
And that is the sacrifice we make as a father.
You full body chills.
Bad meat just to make sure your daughter is going to be okay.
Did you say goodnight to her and then hold your mouth and run to the bathroom and start projectile vomiting?
No, I really did feel fine. But I knew if I didn't feel fine, we'd be in it together.
That's very sacrificial.
Damn. Yes.
I don't know that I could do the same.
Yeah, I definitely didn't do the same once. We got some raw chicken tenders when we were skiing.
I'm literally nauseous right now. Yeah,
I do you remember seeing that? Robbie posted a picture of it. Robbie posted a picture of it on Instagram. It was...
Yes, I have a
visual.
Sick
visual
feeling.
Aid.
So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. This week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the year. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Ulta, Good American, and Dyson, and top categories like fashion, beauty, electronics, and home essentials. I'm so excited to shop for all new makeup and even some pet products and treats for my dog, Sunny. And during Big Give Week, the cashback is bigger than ever. This is the perfect time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can save by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, Rakuten deposits your cash back directly into your PayPal account, or they can send you a check. Rakuten has 15 million members who are already saving, and you can be one of them. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You won't see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app, R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers, get it.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Okay, I had to cleanse my palate from that previous conversation. Should have had a trigger warning on there.
Yeah, sorry.
For all the freaky chicken talk. Anyways, during the break, Mark tries to act like he discovered
Naked Attraction.
All day. You don't even know. During the morning show, he's been like, has anybody watched Naked Attraction? And he's like on this high horse, like he found it. And then he came to the podcast and said the same thing. And I'm like, you know where you found this show? Is Becca Tilly.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Because I remember the next day you came in the morning show, you had Sisney do a weed on it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
And I was like,
that's right.
Wow.
Yeah, you're
no
right.
No credit.
Thank you,
no
Becca.
If only we had a recording of this happening.
Yeah. Mark's on his high horse.
Well, what did you think?
The joke I made this morning is that an alternate title for that show could have been Razor Burn.
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah,
it's so zoomed in.
It's fascinating.
So because of my tour day activity, I did not have TV watching time this weekend.
What is tour day activity?
I was trying to come up with like a clever going out.
Activities.
Yeah. It didn't really slide off the tongue.
No.
But I want to watch the show. I really want to watch the show.
My observation is that the people that we see naked in our lives are our partner and movie stars in films that are lit and ripped and have personal trainers and are starving themselves, and everybody's always perfect in movies, and your partner. That's pretty much who you see. So this is like seeing random people on the street with lopsided everything and all shapes and sizes, and it's fascinating in that sense. Mm-hmm. And so it's just kind of like, it's not, I don't find it titillating. I don't find it like erotic in any way. It's more just fascinating.
Yeah, it's
to
not.
To see what everybody in the world looks like.
That's what I'm saying. It's titillating.
It's not erotic at all.
Right. That's I think when people hear about a show called Naked Attraction, that's what they think it's going to
they
be some sort of a titillating show.
Yeah. Well, Mark, if you remembered on the podcast where I brought this up.
Yeah, I know.
I said that's why it's so, it's like almost charming because they're British and they're very like kind about, you know, when they eliminate someone.
Right.
It's a pretty gentle, I feel like if we did it here, it'd be like, yeah, I don't like her tits.
That's what happens in the UK. It's so gentle. They're so gentle over there.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like there's something about it that doesn't, it feels like it normalizes the human body.
Yeah.
It's strange. It's still strange.
I feel like any day now that we're going to hear about that American version is now in production, right? That's got
to
happen.
Yes, it's
soon.
Going to happen. It'll happen. It's not going to be as good.
I think it's going to be very differently made up and lit. I think there were going to be special people applying makeup to genitalia so we don't see the razor burn in America. I want to watch this show so bad now.
You still haven't watched?
No. I had a lot of plans.
Like a whole teaser.
Oh, yeah. So I told Robbie there's a show that Becca's really recommending. Are you down to watch it? I said, I don't remember the name because I don't want him to Google it. And he's like, yeah, I'm down. So I have him on board.
Oh, good. That's going to be funny.
But what a tease. That happened literally last Monday.
I know. And he goes, is there a joke on me? He's like, well, I don't get it. And I was like, why would there be a joke on you?
Yeah. No joke.
There's no joke. I just want him to research.
Yeah. Did you watch
R&D.
Love is Blind? Has anyone watched Love is Blind?
I'm deep in this season.
Spoiler alert. I'm so irritated that there's only two couples that we're like,
yeah,
hoping for.
It's a bad season. And the two couples kind of suck, honestly.
I don't really like
Lydia and Melton.
I don't really hate either of them. Like, I'm not like, oh, about any. I'm just kind of like, meh. I'm not
right.
like
I don't
overly.
Hate either of them, but I'm not invested.
Like,
I like
me,
Izzy. I like Izzy.
Yeah. What's the girl's name he's with?
Stacy.
Okay. Is that right? Izzy and Stacy?
Yeah.
I think they go together.
Yes.
They make sense to me.
Yeah, they do.
And then I feel like Milton, is that his name?
Yeah.
Is very into Lydia, but I think she's a lot for him.
And I think she went on the show to get back together with her ex-boyfriend, Uche. I'm so in that conspiracy theory.
The whole thing, I just was like, this is a disaster.
And Uche actually posted something on his Instagram saying, like, you're only getting one side of the story. Wait till, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They all bugged me at that dinner where they all came back. I was like, this is just a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. This season does
feel...
But everyone
was like, oh my gosh, this season's crazy. It's amazing. And I'm like, I don't like it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I like to root for people. I don't love the drama. That's why I love The Golden Bachelor. It is so amazing.
Yeah.
They really have cast the perfect man to be the first Golden Bachelor.
You know, I came around on The Golden Bachelor I'm going to watch it.
Okay. We just got to the point where you're going to watch it.
Yeah.
Not that you did watch it.
No. Again, was very busy
this week. Tour de Adventure.
Yeah. And I watched the David Beckham documentary.
Oh, I was just talking to Tawny about this.
Yeah. So I did that. But I am going to watch The Golden Bachelor because it feels like hopeful and
it's the best.
Yeah.
I love it. It's so emotional. He's precious. Okay. I think we should take a break and then come back with some emails. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? And guess what? Macy's is celebrating in a big way. I was browsing Macy's online the other day, and I couldn't help but notice that they're highlighting some incredible AAPI-owned brands. I'm talking about names like Carden, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve, brands that bring innovation, style, and diversity to the table. But wait, it gets even better. Macy's isn't just celebrating with fashion, they're also giving back. Throughout the month of May, you can support college access and student success by donating online or rounding up your purchase in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA Scholars is an incredible nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students to achieve their academic and professional dreams. And you can be a part of that mission simply by rounding up your purchase at Macy's checkout. Trust me, every little bit helps. So join me and Macy's this May in celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month and shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Let's celebrate culture, style, and education together.
I could just take it if you want. No one else is gonna.
I just like blacked out. I don't even know what happened. Mark, take it away from the email. And
you were just in another world over there.
I wasn't even looking. I was just looking straight at the paper.
Laura is a newer listener. She says, I'm a huge fan of Haley. So I started listening after her and Becca's relationship became public. And now I'm a bigger fan of you guys. Ha! Take that, Haley.
Wow.
That's right. Haley.
First of all, a bit overdue, but so happy for Becca and Haley and their relationship launch. And huge congrats to Tanya on her engagement. So Laura binged this entire podcast over the past 6 months, and she was hoping for some plot twists that could be answered. Number one, in 2019, Tanya visited a psychic and was given two initials of a man she would meet in the month of May. What were those initials?
They were not Robbie's.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you can't say what they were. You don't remember.
I do.
You do?
I think. Wait, I feel like it's not Robbie's. Definitely not Robbie's.
Right. Did you write them down? Are you going through your notes?
I'm trying
phone?
To see if I have it in.
Did you write them down?
Oh, she's going, she picked
up her
phone.
I should write
them
down.
I was trying to look them down to see.
So we know they aren't Robbie's. But what they were would be kind of interesting, wouldn't they?
Okay. Do you know what they are?
No.
CH.
Where did you write those?
I just typed in initials on my text thread.
Oh. And it popped up.
Yeah. It came back in a...
Smart. Smart sleuthing over there. Do you know anyone named CH? Chris Harrison.
Chris Harrison.
No.
Colette Huber works for our morning show.
No.
No?
Chris Hemsworth? Thor?
There you go.
Probably Chris Hemsworth.
That could be your soulmate.
That's who it is.
He's like married, guys.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Is he not engaged?
You're engaged.
It's Hollywood. Come on.
That's true. Is he, though? Isn't he engaged?
He's married with like multiple children.
Oh, right. He's the married one. Liam's the one that's single.
Yeah, but he's not C.
Not LH.
No.
Number two, in a podcast Becca had with JoJo, she mentioned going on a date with a known man at the time she met Haley. Is there any chance you could reveal the known man you were on a date with?
No.
What? I just revealed mine.
Yeah, well, yours didn't reveal anything.
Can you give initials?
No, it's way too obvious.
Is it also Chris Hemsworth? Because that'd be
amazing. Oh, I remember.
It's CH. It's Chris Hemsworth.
Yay!
I remember.
I'm just yeah. I'll give you the starting letter of the first name.
Oh, intriguing.
M.
Oh,
wow. Well.
Do what you want with that.
All right.
Yeah, but it was like. It's almost laughable to even call it a date.
But then why not say it if it was just a hangout?
Because he's famous and I like, you know, I don't know. He was very private, so
yeah.
I can
think you should
that.
Say a show.
No, that will absolutely
not
give
the
it away.
Obvious show, a different one.
They will all obviously give it
away.
Okay,
we've narrowed it down now.
So a guy with a show.
Yeah. Okay, that's enough.
That's like everybody starts in with Hollywood.
Him. Starts with them. Anyways. It was crazy and fun, and I couldn't believe it happened.
I'll just do one guess. Was it Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player of all time?
No.
All right.
Was it Milo Ventimiglia?
Oh, that's not bad, actually.
Good guess.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Brittany says she's been with her boyfriend for 2 years and they went really fast. They got out. They moved in very quickly. He moved cities, moved in with me at 6 months. They bought a house together. We've been trying for a baby for over a year now, but they're not married. But all this has been going on. He's been bringing up combining bank accounts. This is an interesting dilemma because she says, I'm much more financially responsible and I have virtually no debt, but he makes twice what I do. He has debt, car payment, credit card payment, line of credit. And our agreement is he pays the mortgage payment because I pay the down payment. I pay the utility bills and then we have separate bills and debts and whatnot. Anyway, I'm a little concerned that if we put our money together, it's going to be a problem because he always ends up in the negative every month where I always contribute to my savings account every month. And he makes double what I do. He thinks by sharing account we'll end up further ahead, but I'm afraid he will suck us dry. How and when do you know if it's time to share finances?
Damn, that is, you know, it's such an interesting question that I find so fascinating because I've been asking a lot of married people how they deal with their finances because I'm obviously engaged. And like I've seen everything from like married couples Venmoing each other for the utilities, splitting stuff completely down the middle. Some people combine, some people don't combine, but have different responsibilities. Like I'll take care of the kids this and you take care of the kids this. What?
That all strikes me as so odd. And only odd because it's foreign to me.
Yeah, the Venmoing is wild to me.
Yeah, and the splitting, like you take care of this bill, I'll pay for the kids' soccer, you do this and that. That's all very strange to me because we just compiled everything from day one. So it's all very foreign to me. I'm not saying it's bad
right.
to each their own, but it's very foreign to me and it's hard for me to understand.
What are you saying? The separation?
The separation, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
the
right, only... like all like you, so that's how it works. Is it that how it works in your marriages? You both just, it's all just one big pot and that you just,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, because the way I look at it is I make more than Allison does, but she works on this job, whether or not her name mm-hmm. is on it. You know, like I'm always like complaining about work and stuff like that. So she's contributing that way.
Yeah.
As a therapist.
Yes, it's just, exactly.
It's interesting because like the older you get and like when there's, you know, kids involved, uh-huh. kids prior to your, you know, your marriage, there's a lot of nuance to it. And so I've been asking a lot of people how they deal with their finances. And I think the thing that I realized through all my research is that there really isn't a wrong way to do it. You know, like I've known so many different couples that do it in so many different ways. And so it's whatever is comfortable to you. If you want to be contributing to your savings account and your partner is not great with money and not good with budgeting, that's your gut instinct. I would go with your gut instinct.
One thing we did do before we got married is I made an effort to get my wife out of debt. She had a lot of credit card debt when we were dating. So I took care of that so that when we got married, we could start fresh.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to do. I think maybe you tell this guy, I'm happy to do that, but you got to clear out the debt you're dealing with, at least your credit card debt, because that can be really a struggle. If you can get rid of that, okay, he's got a car payment, but get rid of the credit card debt and then maybe we'll talk about it. And honestly, I think you should get married first.
I was going to say, I wouldn't even think about combining anything with someone who is just a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I feel like she thinks that they're on their way or
sounds
she
like
wouldn't
it, yeah.
be asking that.
Right.
Because like these are the conversations that we're having now.
No, but I think it's worth a conversation of like, hey, I'm totally down to like have a joint account that we both put into it. But I would feel more comfortable if you cleared your debt before we even took that step.
Yeah.
I think that's totally fair. I don't think there should be any pressure for her to merge their finances as boyfriend and girlfriend.
And also, I think it works best if one of you handles the finances. Is that weird?
I mean, it's so different. My relationship's so different because we're both have our own thing. We're very separate in sense of finances. But like if we go to dinner, one of us will pay and it's never a thought again.
Right. And you like know, same with like the grocery store too. Like sometimes he goes, sometimes I go.
Yeah, yeah. We just very much split costs, but like we each have our own home. So we obviously pay for that, all the utilities, whatever. But
yeah,
it'd be obviously there will be a different conversation when we live fully together. But I don't even know. We both have our own thing. So
yeah.
I think it's just easier if one person can do all that stuff. And it sounds like it should be her. It should not be him.
Yeah,
she should be handling the finances.
Yeah, she definitely needs to be handling
definitely
it.
Definitely her.
Yeah. I think that'll make it help.
But good luck.
Yeah.
Wish you the best.
Absolutely. Wish you the best.
That's all for now. But we do have a Thursday episode. Somehow the book club is still happening.
Well, the feedback I saw was overwhelmingly positive for the book club.
Great.
If people didn't like it, they didn't share that opinion because I saw no negatives.
I did. I saw a few posts that were not supportive of the book club continuing. So there was some conflict there.
Right,
but
well,
don't you worry, the people who like it, there's a Thursday episode. So we will be doing chapters, Tanya.
And if you're not reading the book, you should still listen because there's fun stuff in there.
That's the feedback I got too.
Yeah.
Like, it's not
Well, that's the thing is people were like, I'm not even reading the book. I've never read the book. I have no desire to read the book, but I like the conversations that it has sparked because it's a kind of a deeper look into some things that we typically don't hear on the podcast. So I like that aspect too, but I'm saying as far as like recapping the book, I don't know if people are like waiting with bated breath for our episode.
Right.
There's no pop quiz or anything. If you don't know how to read, you can still listen to the episode.
Yeah.
But good that it's this kind of a book. If it was like a narrative book, okay, so then this week, Josie went down to the river and found the treasure, that'd be different.
It would be different. It's not.
I don't know.
It sounds like Huckleberry Finn.
Josie and the Pussycats comic book.
The parts that we're recapping this week are Burn, Aches, or Let It Burn, Aches, and Ghosts. So we'll be back Thursday. We love you all. Be kind to each other.
Yes,
love each other.
Please be kind.
And we will be back Thursday. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.